This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Your names are etched in my heart forever. This process has reminded me just how outrageously blessed I am in my law clerks, and my family, and my friends. And I hope that I may continue to rely on each of you as I face this new challenge. To my former colleagues and the wonderful staff of the 10th Circuit, I thank you for your faithful service and your friendship over so many years. To my new colleagues and the staff of the Supreme Court, thank you for the very warm welcome. I look forward to many happy years together. And I cannot tell you how honored I am to have here today my mentor, Justice Kennedy, administer the judicial oath, a beautiful oath, as he did for me 11 years ago when I became a circuit judge. To the Scalia family, I won't ever forget that the seat I inherit today is that of a very, very great man. To my wife, Louise, and my daughters, Emma and Bindi, thank you for your perseverance and your patience, your courage and your love. I simply could not have attempted this without you. And to the American people, I am humbled by the trust placed in me today. I will never forget that to whom much is given, much will be expected. And I promise you that I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great nation. Thank you.
Neil Gorsuch, on his acceptance after being sworn in, I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution. Boy, I'll tell you, what more could you want from a Supreme Court justice? But then, you know, Scott, it's one thing, you know, you get the robe and you're there and he gets the warm welcome, but he's the new guy on the block. So like everything, you know, there's just this fraternal order of a little bit of hazing, even at the judicial level in Supreme Court, that you have to deal with. And there's three not-so-glamorous duties for every new Supreme Court justice. Did you know that? It's kind of like the same thing at GCN. You know, you get the new people to come in, and there's certain things they have to do, because you get the new guy has to go get you coffee and donuts and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. No? I didn't go through it anyways. I've never been part of the whole hazing thing. So yeah. I guess when you're over 200 pounds and 6'4",
things work out for you. Exactly. It's like, hey, guys, I know you're the new guy, but what can we do to help you out, you know, with your intimidating posture? But even as a Supreme Court justice, it doesn't matter. I mean, Elena Kagan and Sotomayor reminded, you know, the justice that, hey, look, it begins in the kitchen. Gorsuch will sit in on monthly cafeteria meetings to discuss everything from home improvements to the best recipe for chocolate chip cookies. Now, I don't know if that includes nuts or nuts, but I got to tell you, if it's chocolate chip, it's got to have nuts. I'm telling you, when you die and go to heaven, it's going to be chocolate chips with walnuts. That's just the way it is.
You're out of your mind here.
I'm telling you.
I am telling you. Chocolate chip.
Hey, you'll have a new body. You'll be able to, you know, assimilate the nuts in there. But it's a good thing. Also, I want you to know it's Coke, not Pepsi. I'm sorry. It's already pre-decided. That's what's up there awaiting for us in heaven. Chocolate chips with nuts and
how do you know it's not Southern rules where everything's just a Coke?
Yeah. It could maybe. I don't know. You know, it could possibly be. The second job that the new justice will have to take over is he becomes the official record keeper. He'll be the last to speak during private conferences with the other justices and responsible for taking notes during the meeting. Also, he is the door monitor. Do you realize that? He is the one So during a private conference, if there's a knock on the door, it'll be Gorsuch's obligation to see who it is, regardless of whether he's in mid-sentence or taking notes. There's no exceptions, and the other justices will stop and stare until that door is answered. They're knocking. Judge Gorsuch, that is your job.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live in this network of over 280 affiliates and around the world via shortwave. We thank you for joining us on this very independent show that delivers the experts. Wondering people know what they're talking about. Long on experts, short on opinion. Of course, we have to opine once in a while just for fun. But this is also when we need to get your opinion, too, at hashtag BML Talk. Angela Morbido is with us right now, a senior campaign organizer for Stand United, which is currently hosting a petition asking for a reversal of the Montgomery County School District sanctuary policy following the gruesome rape of a 14-year-old girl by two illegal aliens who attend the school. Angela, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this, the whole issue of sanctuary cities. I mean, I was born and raised in California. I'm based now in Florida. And when I was on the West Coast here recently, the state, the entire state, I mean, forget about Los Angeles, but the entire state wants to be a sanctuary state in the midst of, some rather dangerous and sad stories that have come out of the state associated with the sanctuary city process. And I keep wondering, Angela, what's being missed in translation here? I mean, our citizens are getting killed by people who are not supposed to be here. They're illegal. And all of a sudden now, because you say, how does this make sense? I have a problem with this issue. Now I'm a bad person for trying to reason this situation out. Am I missing something here, Angela?
Well, I think you've got it exactly right. What happened in this school is that you have these two guys. They both crossed the border in 2016. They did so illegally. Both were caught. And, here in the United States, we don't automatically deport. We give these guys an order to show up in immigration court, which they then promptly ignored and never went to court, as they were ordered to do. Instead, they showed up and enrolled in school. And instead of, showing who they were, they had no educational record, remember, because they're here illegally.
Right.
So they show up with no record.
Let me interrupt you here just a second, because what people need to understand here, because this goes into the whole discussion about vetting and understanding who people are. I mean, if people come with no, how do we know who they are, what they're all about, their background? And here it is, I mean, we're talking about dealing with another country that we have a relationship with, not mentioning other countries like have been designated previously by the Obama administration, saying we don't have information. There's no way to understand. We say vetting, to vet these people, which is a background check on them so that we know that they're not a security risk. I mean, to me, that's a reasonable expectation. And I believe that's reasonable for what the citizens expect as well, right?
Absolutely. And that's what the school didn't do. And because these guys had no records, educational records, they said, okay, great, you're freshmen. And they put a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old in freshman classes. You know, they then allegedly dragged this 14-year-old true freshman American citizen into a school bathroom and assaulted her and brutally attacked her during school hours. The school, I mean, before they even start educating anyone, they need to get people in the building and safe.
Yes,
and they're
right.
Failing at that most basic responsibility.
Well, the thing that outraged me as well was this bathroom. I mean, it's like off in the North 40 somewhere. I mean, did somebody go and level this doggone bathroom? I mean, if it's off out in the distance somewhere, aren't you inviting things like this? I mean, I know right now it may be closed off and roped off because it is the site of an investigation, but I'd be taking a bulldozer and I'd be leveling that darn bathroom real quick.
I mean, you know, it's not a bad idea, but the fear is that it's not about the location, it's about the people.
Yes.
You know,
well, that is well.
That
is well. But this all makes a statement to say no more. I mean, if I was
right.
The girl's parents, I'd be bulldozing the doggone thing right now. I mean, they'd arrest
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
But I just say, wait a minute, because one of the things that they said was, you know, it was kind of in an area that wasn't well supervised. Well, if you can't supervise your property, then you don't need that piece of edifice there on the location because. I mean, for this young girl to be attacked and savagely attacked the way it's reported that she was, what was done to her, I mean, this is beyond disgusting. This is inhumane.
It's so true. It's so sad. And what Stand United is doing now is we're an online petition site. We have a petition that says, Montgomery County Schools, don't you dare sweep this under the rug. You need to fix your policy. You need to at least ask and check and see if these people you let into your schools have a criminal background. We've got almost 4,000 signatures and counting. We're still definitely looking for more, so go to standunited.org. You can sign from your computer, your phone, your iPad, anything that's connected to the Internet. And this is going to the superintendent to say, like, they have made every effort to make this go away for them.
Right.
To them, this is a PR problem. It's not a crime problem. And we just can't let this issue go away or else it will keep happening.
Well, Angela, I appreciate you fighting the good fight and bringing this to note here. And again,
thank
we
you.
Encourage all our listeners to go to the website and sign this petition because the thing that concerns me, you know, in this one-size-fits-all public institution known as our school system, that this is a policy that no doubt is being reproduced across our country. Though it's evident here in Montgomery County, chances are it's happening in a county near you, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to check into this, don't you think, Angela?
Absolutely. This is something that every parent should be aware of, every kid. I mean, if I'd been 14 years old and was going to a school with people who you know, had criminal backgrounds who weren't here legally, that's a big problem, and it's a threat to your immediate safety.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is beyond incredulous. And as you say, the position of the school district has been, you know, a crisis management that has turned more into a PR issue and not somebody. I mean, one of their own students that has been attacked. I mean... to me, that is the main concern, the PR issue. You can take care of that. I mean, that's, to me, that's subordinate to, you know, this young girl. You know, what's the rest of her life going to be like? I mean, the damage that was affected here, and how do we keep other 14-year-old girls from having the same experience?
Right. Well, right now, every single illegal immigrant 18 and under in the United States can enroll in a public school. That's the result of a 1982 Supreme Court decision. Whether you like it or not, I mean, that was the decision, was that it's, you know, anybody can show up. What it doesn't stop the school from doing is looking into their criminal past. And that's the missing piece. That's why we need people to go to Stand United and sign that petition, to tell Montgomery County Schools, and oh, by the way, every other school system that's doing the same thing, because there are many, that this just isn't going to fly.
Angela, so what you're saying is that we have the door open to illegals, but the other aspect, and I believe it's a reasonable response, because that is the duty of the superintendents of schools and all people involved in the educational system is to protect their students, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's incredible to me how they have failed at this most basic responsibility. Imagine being that girl's classmates and having to go to school the next day.
Yeah, this is incredible. Make sure you go to the website, standunited.org, sign a petition, get involved. Angela Marabito, senior campaign organizer for Stand United. Angela, thank you so much for being with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive.
BeatBlockLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Aren't you glad the tomb is still empty? 19 after the top of the hour. April is National Parkinson's Awareness Month, and approximately 1 million people in the U.S. suffer from Parkinson's disease, more than multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, muscular dystrophy, myasthenia gravis combined. As the population ages, epidemiologists believe the number of people with Parkinson's disease will at least double by 2030. That is a huge number. Were you aware of that? Currently, there's no cure for Parkinson's disease. While there have been advances in treatment and care, the cause remains unknown because symptoms may take years to develop. Patients may live for years with the disease before diagnosis. The Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital Movement Disorders and Neurodegenerative Disease Centers focus on research both in the basic science laboratory as well as clinical trials to advance the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of Parkinson's disease. Medical Director Michael Rizak, Dr. Michael Rizak is with us, and he's going to fill us in on the details. Dr. Rizak, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the early warning signs of Parkinson's disease. There's so much in this month that it is an awareness month for Parkinson's disease, and there's so much that we do not understand. But let's start looking at the early warning signs. What would they be?
Well, I think one thing to understand is that we cannot make a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease unless the motor symptoms are there. So tremor, stiffness, slowness, shuffling gait, those are the cardinal features. But early signs that people tend to ignore and chalk up to old age because of the peak age onset is around mid-60s, include a loss of sense of smell, small handwriting, they call that micrographia, masked face, so they're not blinking quite as effectively and not smiling quite as effectively. People think they're not responding, but in fact, they are internally. And a change in posture where they're a little hunched over, harder to get out of a chair, maybe some minor shuffling. Those are really early symptoms of Parkinson's disease where we can make a diagnosis. I think we do know that there are non-motor features that predate the onset of Parkinson's disease, which include things like constipation, sleep disorders, mood changes like depression, and there are others. But I think these are things that occur, we know can occur even a decade before the motor symptoms, but we're still left with not being able to make a diagnosis until the first motor symptoms are present.
Mm-hmm. Well, because a lot of what you describe here in terms of getting older, you know, stiffness, difficult to get out of a chair, some of these others are, you know, we chalk it up to the process of getting older. And, you know, but does that put us at a disadvantage because we're slow in diagnosing the problem?
Yes, I think it would be better. I think the earlier we can identify people with Parkinson's and the earlier we can start some treatment, it will certainly improve quality of life. And we're working very hard at finding some neuroprotective therapies that might slow the disease down. So we want to catch these people or as soon as possible. And the real reason for that is by the time you're diagnosed with Parkinson's, you've lost about 70 to 80% of your dopamine neurons.
Wow. Yeah.
Some people say a little less, 60%, still a huge number. And the earlier we can identify people and start some sort of neuroprotective treatment when we get it, the better. But it's well documented that if we can treat patients early, they just do better longer. Their quality of life is so much better.
Dr. Rizak, give our audience an idea here of the advances that have taken place, let's just say, in the last couple of decades in regard to Parkinson's.
Sure. I mean, I think we've really come along. I mean, it's amazing. People who have Parkinson's are not satisfied, as they should not be. Mm-hmm. But I have the perspective of I don't tell you how many decades of working with people, so I know how far we've come. But a number of new pharmacologic agents, treatments. These are symptomatic treatments. The mainstay of treatment is still, and the most effective, is L-DOPA, which turns into dopamine in the brain, replacing what is lost. But now we have a longer acting L-DOPA, much smoother delivery and continuous. We have new dopamine receptor stimulating medications, and one, it comes in the form of a patch. So it's worn for 24 hours, again, not having to dose it so frequently, and it's better for the brain to get continuous dopamine stimulation. And as patients advance, we need to help them as well. They don't get the same response to the medicines. We now have the deep brain stimulators. We have a very active program here at Northwestern. And it's nothing short of miraculous for the right patient, and we screen our patients very carefully. And we have now a concentrated carbidopa, levodopa, L-DOPA gel that can be infused through a small tube into the small bowel where L-DOPA is absorbed, and you get a much more reliable response to the medicine, you know, lasting the entire day. And it's these are major advances for our patients who have more brittle forms of Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm.
Now, through the research, have you determined the likely candidates for Parkinson's?
Well, I mean, just in general, the research has shown us that, again, age is a big risk factor, you know, mid-60s. Males are much more commonly affected, at least in some studies, but definitely they're more affected than females. And risk factors like exposure to pesticides and herbicides. So living in a rural area where you're drinking well water, because that stuff kind of leaches into the groundwater and your exposure is greater. Now, we even have animal models of Parkinson's using some of these toxins and test new medications on those animals based on the degeneration of the dopamine cells caused by them. So I think that's pretty solid information. Other risk factors are having one relative, a first-degree relative with Parkinson's disease that raises your risk a little bit. Having head trauma where you lose consciousness, the more of those you have, the increased risk you have of getting Parkinson's even a few decades later. Right. So all these things are cumulative, and certainly the genetics are an important part of this. We've identified about, it changes every day, probably about 16 genetic mutations that are risk factors, most of them, for the future development of Parkinson's disease. So they're recessive, most of them. We have a few that are autosomal dominant, which means if a parent has it, you have a 50% chance of getting it, and you're the child. But that's probably 1% or less of all of our patients. So, you know, the genetics are very important. I don't think we've come close to identifying all the variations in the genetics, which makes things very complicated because each genetic variant causes a different kind of cellular problem, which means, boy, we have to, unless we get lucky, we have to find a different treatment for each subtype that we encounter.
Right.
So we're working on it. I think it's a work in progress. You know, we're looking at how to bypass all this and maybe replace the cells that are there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've got to be greatly encouraged, like you say, for the decades of exposure and experience you've had in dealing with Parkinson's disease. One final question, and then you can tell everybody where they can go for more information, Dr. Rizek, is, you know, are we closer to a cure?
I think we're getting closer every day. Our research and biomarkers and others around the world are really looking at the basic molecular biology of Parkinson's disease. And then once we identify those, we can intervene. I think we're getting closer day by day.
Okay, where can they go real quick? Five seconds.
www.nm.org/Parkinson's.
Dr. Michael Rizek, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Upturning the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it.
your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
It's Friday, and my Jesus was dead on the cross. But that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Somebody yelled, keep going, preacher, keep going. That's all he needed, baby. He took off. Friday, he's saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You cannot change anything in this world, but they don't know it's only Friday, bud.
Bill Martinez, live.
Good memories there, Dr. Tony Campolo. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. You may be in the middle of your Friday right now, down and thinking that, you know, what is the hope? But your Sunday is coming. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us, author of the book A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Dr. Ann, little did you know, or maybe you did know, I say little did you know, probably more tongue in cheek. Your book, I mean, we are where we are today because of this perilous path.
Yeah, it's really interesting. All of a sudden when I'm doing interviews, I'm noticing that people are saying, boy, you nailed it. You showed how we got here. You really give us context for what's happening today. And that is my hope for A Perilous Path, that it not only shows how we got here. We rejected our best foreign policy traditions, which emphasized peace through strength and human rights. Obama, Clinton, and Kerry downgraded our defenses, de-emphasized our ideals, reached out to the world's worst dictators, and offered to negotiate with them without any preconditions, and so often snubbed our allies and dismissed pro-democracy groups while reaching out to, you know, our enemies and adversaries. And then you had all these damaging deals, the Iran nuclear deal, the basically appeasement of North Korea, the enabling of Assad's regime by way of going along with every single Russian plan over there. Mm-hmm. So what you have is a world that today could accurately be described as exploding all over. Mm-hmm. And my hope in A Perilous Path, though, is – not just to say, okay, here's what we got wrong, but also to say, let's look at our best foreign policy traditions, because really we can, at our best, emphasize both national security and global stability and political freedom and human rights. And I truly believe that when we give up any one of those components of our foreign policy, that we are not at our best. And with this world and this perilous state right now, we really need to kick into our best frame of mind here and put on our best thinking caps, because there are so many problems coming at us.
Well, in your book, you've laid it out for us, and this is a lesson learned, and this is one for the voter politic, okay? Because this is the government of, for, and by we the people. I mean, we've been asleep at the job, and the elites took over, and look what they did. They put us in a position, as Marco Rubio says very eloquently, to where our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. And in your book, you show us how we got here, but even still, and it's empirical. It is very clear as to how we got where we are. And most of America, the majority of Americans, say we don't like it here. We don't want to be here. So learn the lesson. And for those that have not learned the lesson, and you need to read up, you need to get your hands on this book, A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Now, those three names are there because those are the most recent names, but you need to understand historically, those names, and positions and viewpoints have echoed through the years of our, you know, of our country. And so this isn't brand new. You know, you get these theorists who come in, Dr. Ann, and think, oh, well, wouldn't it be nice? Well, yeah, it would be nice, but it's not reality, is it?
No, it really isn't. I mean, they are part of an entire progressive movement that puts the idea of a unified world over a world that actually can project American democratic principles and build strong defenses and alliances. And the hope is that if we just tone down our American principles and tone down our defenses, that somehow we can, in modern parlance, coexist with even the worst dictators. We could somehow all get along. Well, of course, our efforts and engagement and outreach to the world's very worst dictators are seen by them as an opportunity. And that's what happened in Obama, Clinton, Kerry years. They took advantage of our naive hope that we could form these compromises and war would decrease and cooperation would increase, and they just ran with it. And they modernized their military programs while we were neglecting military modernization. And as I said, hostilities, atrocities, and weapons programs grew all over the world, as did oppression of Christians and religious minorities.
And the thing is, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. You tell me where, you know, this process that progressives want to promote, where historically has it ever worked?
Yeah. And it's such a shame because the reason I began A Perilous Path with it's about forgotten history and lessons of World War II and the Cold War is because after that war, you would have thought we wouldn't make this same mistake again. I mean, World War II taught that major war is even more likely when democratic nations bury their heads in the sand and retreat from the world stage. And supposedly, we had learned that scaling down our defenses and doing nothing to defend human rights allows the escalation of atrocities, weapons programs, and hostilities, and only increases the chance that we'll be forced into war by events escalating out of control. And part of the mentality that so feeds into that in current times is this overreaction to the Iraq War. I mean, since the Iraq War, I see so many Americans on both sides of the aisle that have succumbed to this idea that either we refrain from an active foreign policy or we'll end up with boots on the ground. And this belies our successful Cold War policies, which were built on a whole host of ways that we pressured dictators, particularly in the Soviet Union. And it's not that we can simply impose democracy in the Middle East or elsewhere, but we can certainly use our influence to move things in a more pro-democracy direction where rule of law and basic rights are more respected. And Cold War policies were built on just that. And having said that, sometimes actually arms have to come to the defense of the defenseless. It's good when we can use all these other means of pressure, but every once in a while, force is unfortunately necessary, even though war has all these horrible, unpredicted consequences every time it happens.
Well, there's a reason America is militarized up. Yes, there's a compromise of what are, as you say, the modernization, the lack of modernization of our military. It is dubious right now, but there is a reason for America to have the strength militarily that it does have. But if you don't exercise that, if you're not, trusting and verifying, and you're not holding these bad players into account, then you have the 21st century world in which we live in today, where we're surrounded by all kinds of threats, whether it is North Korea, China, Russia, Syria, the Middle East. It is just mounting up because a vacuum cannot exist. And as you stated earlier, and you noted this in your book as well, is that these bad actors have taken advantage of America's absence from the world stage.
And they really have, and our allies have taken a cue. We already had to pressure a lot of our allies to pressure the world's worst dictators. Mm-hmm. But when we stopped doing so, boy, do they recede. And you see that in the Middle East, where we did absolutely nothing to stop the Assad regime, which in my opinion is one of the most cruel, devastating, and destabilizing regimes the world has ever seen. And Russia and Iran moved right into that vacuum over there. And then in turn, our allies and Gulf states and then Turkey and others found themselves with no choice but to accommodate to Russia and to kowtow to some extent to Iran, who they hate. Mm-hmm. And so we are now in the process, I think, of trying to rebuild those relationships and to impose our own ideas and strategic interests on those relationships.
Well, we've got to go to break right now. We've got more from Dr. Ann Pierce. Stay with us, America, as we discuss what is happening in this world around us and these pending threats. And, we're starting to hear, the drumbeats of war, possibly. Stay with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is Amazing Grace.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 before the top of the hour. A conversation with Dr. Ann Pierce continues, author of The Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Right now we look out over the horizon. We see China is moving troops. I'm not sure if that is in a direct response because it's anti-American as much as it might be, just to keep an eye on its brat little brother in North Korea, who might do something that could really disturb the force dramatically, not to mention that we have what's going on with Russia. Tillerson is in Russia now, meeting with his counterpart there to really talk this out, to figure out, what happened with these weapons of mass destruction. Russia had agreed in 2013 by agreement, which allowed Barack Obama, to back off from the red line determination, saying, well, at least he got the Russians to take charge. You know, what happened? And with the experts that you had there at the base, also, by the way, chemical experts, how could you not know sarin gas was being prepared to be to be used against the citizens of Syria. There's just a lot of moving parts here, and all this is some serious saber rattling that, boy, we could be on the brink of something much more pernicious than retaliatory a response to what Donald Trump did to Syria.
Yeah. Well, just to get back to North Korea first, what we have seen over recent years in North Korea is the exponential progress of both their nuclear and their missile programs, to the point that their nuclear capability is growing every day, and they're now very far along in developing long-range ballistic missiles that could actually carry nuclear weapons as far as the continental U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We've confirmed restart of plutonium production. North Korea is said to have enough highly enriched uranium for multiple atomic bombs, et cetera. So the Trump team definitely did inherit this, and that is why Trump initially said that North Korea is our greatest immediate threat. Mm-hmm. And Haley came out with a statement and said it's time to hold North Korea accountable. And as you said, it's a volatile and really difficult situation. I have been relieved at how it's been handled so far. Mm-hmm. I came out with an article recently that was about the futility of pursuing negotiations with North Korea, because what has happened is that no matter how many times we have wooed them over negotiations, they have simply used that to buy more time for the advancement of their nuclear and missile programs and to increase oppression of their own people. And the problem with recent proposals from the usual quarters that diplomacy be increased because sanctions and condemnation have already been tried is its upside-down logic. It's diplomacy that's been tried again and again, whereas initiatives to pressure North Korea and its enablers have been really inconsistent and inadequate. And every time we've gotten our hopes up that, oh, maybe this time they will negotiate, maybe this time they will even just show up at the negotiating table, we let down our guard on those sanctions. And so fast forward to what Trump policies actually are. Well, they've initiated what they call an urgent policy review toward North Korea. It looks like they are recognizing that negotiations are not going to work, and that they are very much going to be focusing on sanctions and pressure. And that includes the threat of military force. It is very clear, if you look at their combined statements, that they do not want to use military force, but they sure want North Korea to get worried about it. And so therefore we have this U.S. Navy strike group moving toward the Korean Peninsula. And we have Mattis, for example, Secretary of Defense Mattis, saying that any use of nuclear weapons by North Korea would be met with an overwhelming response by the United States. Mm-hmm. I myself really am glad that this serious attention is being paid to putting very serious economic sanctions on North Korea and its enablers, because I think not only is there a possibility there to change behavior, but there's a lot of discontent in the North Korean elites right now. And the worse the sanctions are, the more people who support the Kim Jong-un policies, the worse it is for those elites in North Korea, and the more discontent they'll have. In the end, this is just one of the most horrible atrocity-committing and bellicose regimes. And like you said, it's a volatile regime.
Right. Well, how much responsibility does China have here? You know, we talk about sanctions. The sanctions without China are a paper tiger. I mean, they're nothing. They're no consequence because North Korea, I mean, they know how to live austerely. That's been, going on for decades. No big whoop for them, but hey, China's their big brother and continues to supply them. So unless China's involved here, whatever we do on the international stage is rather worthless.
Yeah, I guess I do believe that we need to pressure China in every possible way to pick up the pressure on North Korea, and I think it's possible that China might possibly be willing to pick up that pressure because North Korea is now in an actually believable way threatening to use nuclear weapons. China does not want war and does not want the United States and its allies to have an excuse to come against North Korea, since China depends on North Korea as a buffer against what it sees. It sees as this constantly creeping movement toward more democracy in Asia. But I believe that we cannot simply depend on China. We can't use the fact that China won't act as our own excuse not to act.
No, I agree. Yeah. Well, the thing is, you think if we do go to war, Anne, what this would do to China in terms of setting it back. I mean, it's at a point right now. I mean, and Donald Trump pointed this out, I'm sure, to President Xi at Mar-a-Lago when they met, is that they're about ready to go to the next level if war breaks out, this is going to set China back decades. And forget about North Korea. They could be totally obliterated. I mean, we're talking if all hell breaks loose here. Syria, Russia, the Middle East. I mean, my goodness, this could be beyond what you and I could think about.
Yeah, and I do not think China wants that. In fact, China wants to hold on to the advantage that it has so beautifully reaped in the last several years. Mm-hmm. You know, during the Obama-Clinton-Kerry years, Obama's geopolitical and military positions advanced steadily, while U.S. leverage declined in that region. And so you had China undergoing a massive military buildup and pursuing the goal of unifying Taiwan with the mainland and trying to establish control of the seas by island building. I mean, when I first heard of island building, I thought, what is that? I mean, exactly. I couldn't believe it. And now we see more and more evidence of actual military equipment being installed on those islands that China has built in the middle of the ocean. So China's position has advanced. And another way China has advanced its position is through propaganda. It has really stepped up pushing the pro-China message not only in Asia but throughout the world with its so-called Confucius Institutes, which you actually can find even in American universities. So for China to suddenly be in the position of having to defend North Korea militarily would blow all that apart. Yeah. You know, first of all, the propaganda would be gone, because if you actually come out in blatant support of a extremist power that's just used nuclear weapons, you look really bad and all your leverage is gone. So I think China is playing this game of trying to counter our increased military presence over there and our drills with our allies, which happen every year anyway, mm-hmm. with its own kind of display of force, but it wants to avoid confrontation.
Well, without a doubt, and that's why I asked you earlier, what, you know, the movement of troops there to the border, is it more anti-American, or is it a movement to, you know, that Kim Jong-un can say, look, we're keeping an eye on you. You know, you can go ahead and beat your chest and do all the threats that you want to do. But, if, you know, there may be a red line there between China and North Korea. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think that's possible. I think China might be trying to, show force to North Korea as well as to us.
What do we need to keep an eye? We got about 30 seconds left. What's in the crosshairs for you right now? What are you looking at?
Oh, I'm really, really focused on Syria. Mm-hmm. Sorry I didn't get to that. I just jumped into North Korea because I had that on my mind, and you had mm-hmm. mentioned both, and then I was going to get to Syria and everything over there. So I'm super focused on that right now.
Well, without a doubt, I understand. Dr. Ann Pierce, Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. It is what we're reaping. This is the foreign policy and what it has given America today. Dr. Pierce, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVE starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.